Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
We are joined on the line by the host of The 100 with Andy Lee. It's Andy Lee. Good morning.
Morning, Brooke. Morning, Bob. How are you, mate?
We're doing pretty well.
I am keen to see the show because there's a bit of a build-up off your Instagram. I remember seeing you having to relocate, driving to Sydney in uncertain times. What has it been like shooting in the middle of a pandemic?
It's a lot slower and there's a lot more masks. At the end of normally a couple of days of shooting a TV show, I tend to know all the crew members' names, but they all look the same to me now with all their blacks on, their headsets on, and masks.
Right.
Like stormtroopers.
Encouraged not to get too close.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's at arm's length.
Oh, gosh. Now, the whole premise of The 100 with Andy Lee is to find out what Australia is thinking. Do you feel like you've got a good grasp on this, or do we even want to know?
On some topics you don't want to know, that's for sure, Brooke. It's obviously census day today as well. It's night. So just when you've got enough data coming at you or surveying, we're going to throw more. But the census don't cover off on a number of topics that we think are important, like do you sleep in a nude? Mm-hmm. Do you look up your exes on online media? Mm-hmm. You know, do you look in the toilet before you flush? Those really important things that we can get a gauge from the whole of Australia.
I'm feeling attacked right now.
Obviously, they're the more frivolous ones. And the great thing about this show is it's a huge screen. They've got 100 people up there that represent a cross-section of Australia. They've got the percentage of those from South Australia compared to the rest of the country, all ages and demographics. And so we can get a pretty accurate representation of some key questions, including, you know, are you an anti-vaxxer, which comes up in tonight's show.
Just wondering quickly about that big screen. We've all been in Zoom meetings. Is everyone actually paying attention on there the whole time?
No, absolutely not. They're my favourite things. And I keep getting distracted when I go to someone specifically because, you know, you go there and then you see a pet lying in the background that looks dead. And you go, hey, do you want to quickly check on your cat before you continue your chat?
And what is the thing you think, Andy, that we should most be looking forward to finding out about Australia?
Oh, one of my favourite segments is we bring on a celebrity and we don't tell the 100 who they are. And the first question is, do you know who this person is? So it's quite a confronting moment for the celebrity to sit there and go, oh, do you think I'm popular? I think they will know who I am, but they get a real-time answer. So that's pretty cool.
That's brutal is what that is. Andy, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're all looking forward to tuning in and watching.
Well, they should actually also register. We've had lots of people come forward, but if you want to be on, go to the100.live and, you might be on the big screen and be on the show, which is just as fun as watching it.
That'd be great. Make sure you're paying attention. And it all starts tonight, just after the block, Riverland. Again, Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers, guys.